The schools used to have parents and teachers get together and determine the curriculum, the textbook subjects, the interrelated activities of the school in things that wasn't related to the curriculum in sports, in other pursuits or things that the children were involved into in their leisure time. But now it's determined from the state capitol. 20 years or about 18 years ago, all the states removed the responsibility and the prerogative of parents to vote a school superintendent in that would listen to them when they had something to complain about and to reject in the school system. Today, that school superintendent is appointed and you can't touch that codger. They're destroying America. The communists have never taken over a nation without first getting control of the education of the young. That's where your control comes from. Is your the educational system so you can brainwash the young and change their conscience. And they're changing the consciences even of the young people in America that they have no conscience of right or wrong anymore through this humanist philosophy. God's sakes in this world. They deny, humanists do, the existence of the soul, life after death. They deny being born again or salvation. They deny heaven and hell and the damnation that the Bible predicts upon those that forget God. Psalm 9:17, they not touch it. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. They don't believe that Jesus, what Jesus said, repent or perish. We're going to give our lives for it if we have to. Praise God. To fight this godless humanism. The humanists believe in removal of distinctive roles of the male and female. They believe you're supposed to mix the boys and the girls, the men and women all up. Not have but one restroom for both of them. Dress up men and women just alike. Fix your hair. Get out here and swear and cuss and drink and go to the same bar rooms and the same clubs and everything together. ERA. God's sakes in this world. The Bible says the man is the head of the woman, even as Christ is the head of the church. The Bible says that children should obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. And this is the first commandment with promise, so things will be well with them and they can live long in the land which the Lord their God gives to them. God, after our forefathers, gave us a great land of liberty, but he never intended for Americans to become libertines and smoke and blow in the face of Jesus Christ. God's going to judge Americans for their foolhardiness. Nation. You know what women even got now where they smoke and drink more than men do? In the 80s, women has come to the forefront as being the major drinkers, drunks, and the major smokers. All of this fight the government is even making, the Surgeon General against cigarettes, men is hearkened to it, women won't. Did you know that? Now you won't know who's playing the fool and misleading the men. God never intended for women to run the thing. They say, well, the men didn't do a very good job. They did a better job than what's being done now. Amen. We had more discipline in the schools, in the homes, and in the public places, in the armed services than we're having now. Amen. The generals and the sergeants and the other officers can't even hardly control the men in the military anymore. They took a survey recently and found that 35% of the military were virtually drunks. Isn't that something? In the military. When them drunks get a hold of one of them buttons that fires them missiles one of these days and they'll destroy the whole thing. God don't help us. When them old drunk officers go in there staggering around, let me see now. I suppose to polish this button and instead of that he mashes the button. God, have mercy sakes. We're living in a nation where our politicians, our office holders, the bureaucrats, are mostly a bunch of liquor heads and beer guzzlers. God, woe to the old ship of state with a man at the helm that's a drunk. Say, President Reagan's not a drunk. Yeah, but the rest of them are. God, have mercy sakes. Humanists. They believe in sexual freedom between consenting individuals regardless of their age, even your children. That includes premarital sex, they're for it. their sponsor these rallies and freedoms the homosexuals and the lesbians have gained here in the last few years. It's the humanists that's behind it. And you know, when these guys that run for president last time, Mondale, his brother is one of the main forgers and signers of the humanist manifesto that the leaders in government have accepted. If you'd have got Mondale and Ferrero, you'd have had a humanist and next to a communist in office. You think the one we got's making mistakes? What do you think we got if we got him? They all gonna make mistakes. Jesus said in the end time that there'd be pressures upon the statesmen of the world. There'd be pressures of problems that are insoluble. You ever read that in Luke, the 21st chapter? Verse 25, there'll be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. See, the waves roaring in Bible prophecy means revolution, riots, disorders, people difficult to manage, just undisciplined people everywhere roaring and rioting. And then it said there'd be perplexity of nations. There'd be distress of nations with perplexity. There'd be problems from every side with no solutions. No solution! How in the world can President Reagan keep from making mistakes when there's no solution to the problem? If he'd have left Iran alone and ignored them hostages, he'd have been a devil. When he goes away and secretly tries to loose them, he's a devil when they catch him. Now, how are you going to please anybody? Well, I'll tell you, you better try to please God and leave the folks alone. Please God and put on the folks. All right? Humanists believe in the right to abortion. Anybody can go get it from the government. They believe in euthanasia, mercy killing. If you incurably ill, if you get psychotic, if you're a feeble-minded person and just eating up food and taking space and worrying people and all, they ought to take you out and kill you, they say. Get rid of you. That's what Hitler believed. That's Nazism. Well, communists believe it too, only they do it up. They send you to Siberia and let you freeze to death. These humanists, they like to hang us up out here and let everybody look at us, holler and squall. Boy, they don't like Christians. Let me tell you that, folks. And the judges in these courtrooms and the prosecutors in these courtrooms and the teachers and the supervisors in our school system don't like you and me. Because we've got a school and we take everybody we can out of them public schools and save our children for parents' sake and for Jesus' sake. And even for our nation's sake. They hate patriotism. Humanists do not teach patriotism. Here's what they teach. They believe in the removal of American patriotism, the free enterprise system. They hate it. They believe in disarmament. Don't have an army and navy. They believe in the creation of one world socialistic government. With them at the head of it, telling us what to do. Bureaucratic tyranny is springing up everywhere and regimenting our lives. You can't even build a birdhouse anymore, hardly, without calling City Hall with two or three bureaucrats on your case. God's sakes in this world, it's going to get worse. All right? They believe in the control of the environment and control and limitation of energy, where you can't have what you want. Heating and cooling and all that. Whew! Boy, you talk about crazy things. Them people or something else. A few years ago, humanism was declared by the United States Supreme Court to be a religion. It was declared a religion. And this religion, by the way, don't have any Sunday schools. They have public schools 5 days a week that they have access to, where we have it just a short time on Sunday. For God's work. The Constitution requires separation of church and state. But these humanists, now they're infiltrating the schools even where their textbooks are not accepted.